It happened in a court of law, not in the Parliament, but the end of the case against Jeff Shaw today was easily the most significant political development in Victoria this week. Mr. Shaw holds the balance of power in the Victorian Parliament, and a conviction against him, against his name, could have disqualified him and triggered a by-election. Instead, the prosecution has dropped all dishonesty charges against Jeff Shaw. The Victorian Labour opposition says the decision to drop the charges stinks, and Mr. Shaw's own barrister has slammed his client's bid to change the state's abortion laws. Samantha Donovan reports.
Victoria's Office of Public Prosecution stunned the Melbourne Magistrates Court this morning by dropping all 24 dishonesty charges against Jeff Shaw. Mr. Shaw wasn't in court. He spoke later to reporters outside his electorate office in the Melbourne suburb of Frankston.
The point I came out here today, because you guys were hovering like the wake of vultures that you are, is just to come out and say I'm very pleased with today's result. That's why you rushed down to Frankston.
It's not clear what led to the dropping of the charges, which included one count of misconduct in public office. The Victorian Director of Public Prosecutions, John Champion SC, released a statement saying that he'd determined there isn't a reasonable prospect of criminal conviction in the matter. The Victorian Labor Opposition Leader, Daniel Andrews, is overseas. The Acting Opposition Leader, James Molino, slammed the DPP's decision.
This is a very, very convenient decision for Jeff Shaw and for Dennis Napthine, the Premier of Victoria. Most Victorians will have a view that something stinks about this decision. It is simply hard to believe. You know, we've gone through such a long process on this matter, a scathing ombudsman's report. It is hard to understand that how, at this late stage in the process, the view is now that there is not a reasonable prospect for a conviction. I'm shaking my head, along with, I think, most Victorians.
When asked if he'd stand for his seat at next November's Victorian election or return to the Parliamentary Liberal Party, Mr. Shaw said today we'll see what happens and that he wasn't closing any doors. The Victorian Government spokesman today was the Corrections Minister, Edward O'Donoghue. He wouldn't be drawn on whether the government was relieved the possibility of a by-election had been averted, but he said he didn't believe Mr. Shaw would be rejoining the Parliamentary Liberal Party.
The Premier has said previously very clearly he does not anticipate any situation where Jeff Shaw would come back into the Parliamentary Liberal Party.
Dr. Paul Strangio from Monash University says the dropping of the charges is another bombshell in the Shaw saga.
What it now raises is the interesting question of whether there's any prospect now at all of Mr. Shaw seeking some sort of reconciliation with the Parliamentary Liberal Party. Perhaps now with those charges resolved, that door has been opened. But I suppose the question then becomes for Mr. Shaw, well, as an independent and holding the balance of power, he's wielded, you know, very significant influence within the Parliament. He has to now weigh that, potentially, against the giving that away if he was to re-enter the Parliamentary Liberal Party, against the slim prospects that he has of holding his seat if he remains an independent.
Aside from his campaign to oust the Victorian Speaker, Liberal Ken Smith, Jeff Shaw is also keen to tighten the state's abortion laws. After getting a good result for Mr. Shaw in court this morning, the leading Melbourne QC Robert Richter took the opportunity on Fairfax Radio to condemn his client's views on abortion.
As a person, an individual, I could now say that his views on abortion are execrable. He's driven by a group of doctors as well called Doctors of Conscience who've got this most appalling website and are propagating a whole lot of propaganda pretending to be in favour of conscience and the primacy of conscience. And what they are, in fact, is pitting the conscience of one person as against another. And if their level of conscience allows one of the people to say that if somebody died as a result of symptomia from a backyard abortion, then she got what she asked for. If that's their concept of conscience, then it clashes with mine and I think with most decent people's.
The Victorian Parliament's Privileges Committee is still to make its ruling on the allegations Jeff Shaw misused his parliamentary car and fuel card.
Samantha Donovan.